Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And as always, our guest call-in number for our friends down in the L.A. area is 424-258-9337. And the call-in number for everyone else, including the folks right here in the beautiful, man, it is nice to get some rain, San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. And producer Kina will, as usual, be manning the chat room. So if you want to log in there and get either, you know, a chance to say hi to her or just listen in, or if you'd like to post some questions, you can do so. I will be checking into the chat room after we're done. So today's episode, we're going to be dealing with force of habit. And according to our friend, the Webster Dictionary, the term force of habit is defined as behavior made involuntary or automatic by repeated practice. Now, the important piece in that definition is it is not a behavior that started off involuntary or automatic. It was made involuntary or automatic by repeated practice. And often people get very, very intense about their habits. Both are good ones and they're not so good ones. And first off, the idea of a good habit or a bad habit is completely subjective. Consider how that habit affects your life. Does it affect it in a positive way, or does it affect it in a way that removes empowerment and removes choice from you? We really aren't defined as much by our habits as why we choose to continue them. Now, there's a lot of different types of habits. Some are really, really obvious. And when we look at habits like smoking, you know, let's go ahead and run the checklist of the ones that most people would normally consider, you know, a not good habit. So, you know, let's consider smoking, alcohol, overeating, promiscuity, the type of habits that affect our physical self. Then there are the types of habits that affect our emotional selves, being too judging of ourselves, having a tendency to judge others, reacting either with anger or defensiveness. Now, there's also some tremendously good habits. It could be allowing someone to move ahead of you in a grocery store line when you've only got one or two items and they've got a bunch or they've got some kids. Some people have a habit of doing that. Some people have a habit paying for the car behind them at a toll booth and just automatically do that just because it makes them feel good. Some people have a habit of smiling a lot. Some people have the habit of, you know, just doing all kinds of really cool stuff. It is a place of something that you do, either for the positive or the negative, that is involuntary or automatic. The phrase involuntary and automatic, in my humble opinion, automatically disempower. Even if it's a good habit, wouldn't it be a really cool thing if we made a point of having all our actions be conscious? Now, does that mean that, you know, there's anything wrong with letting somebody ahead of you in a line? No. And there's also nothing wrong with doing it because you don't even think about it. The cool part comes in when we do things because we choose to. Even if it's a bad habit, if someone is a smoker, And there's unless you've been living in a cave for, you know, the last 30 or 40 years, smoking generally is viewed as bad for the body. Now, if a person is going to make a conscious choice, they go through, they go, all right, I have read all the research, I have looked at everything that I could possibly look at, I am an adult, I am over the age of 18, and I understand the consequences both to myself and to my loved ones to this particular habit. I will consciously choose to do this for whatever reason. Now, certain habits, you know, like smoking, you know, like certain eating patterns, there is a physical piece to that. It's not just a matter of, well, I'm just going to consciously say I'm not going to do this and not have it affect other parts of my body. Yes, we have nicotine that is an addictive substance. We have, for those who are addicted to coffee, and a part of their habit is every morning they have two or three cups of strong coffee. Well, that is a habit that is supported by a physical, what is turned into a physical dependency. Is that physical dependency permanent? No. Can people overcome the physical aspect of smoking or caffeine or eating certain foods, eating sugary foods, or maybe they crave salty foods or whatever? There is a place where, granted, it is difficult, but it can be overcome on a physical level. It is much more difficult to overcome on an emotional level, on a psychological level. That's where that place of, okay, it's not what we do, but why we do it. What is the payoff for, you know, taking out the physical piece? Perhaps the payoff for those certain patterns are a certain emotional comfort that's derived from it. So in looking at power of our choices and the relationship that we have with the habits that we pick up, and like I said, sometimes it can be real subtle. Many times it's not even recognized as a habit. Often it is, you know, people will use the phrase, well, that's just how I am. That's just how that person is. You know, well, don't take them seriously. That's just how they are. I know people who have a habit of really, no matter what you say, they will find something negative to say about it. That you could say, oh, my gosh, it's a beautiful day outside. The response will be, yeah, we won't get many more of those this year. Or, wow, isn't that rose beautiful? Yeah, you better watch out because those thorns are, you know, they'll really hurt you. So, for folks who do that, if you call them on it, it's like, wow, do you have anything nice to say about anybody? Normally the response is, well, that's just how I am. I'm realistic. So the idea that that is a habit, that is a pattern. It is a behavior made involuntary or automatic by repeated practice. Most people have that as a very entrenched part of their personality. And should they be made to change? Well, maybe not. If somebody is tremendously negative around you, if that's their habit, and you continue to be around them, understanding, okay, I have no real power to change them. They can only change themselves. So then, what is my payoff for buying into it? What is my payoff for being around this person? Well, maybe they're a family member. Maybe, you know, there's someone who is really cool in every other way. So you just need to accept that that's what they do and what they are. Your behavior regarding them doesn't have to be involuntary or automatic. Because sometimes the automatic response is, oh, well, that's just how they are. It doesn't have to be. That's how they choose to be. And if you're one of the ones saying, well, that's just how I am, well, that's how you choose to be. It's our choices that define us, not the things we say, but how we stand behind our words. And yes, sometimes it is very, very hard to even recognize when you have a habit acting on you. When you have a situation where it's an involuntary or automatic repeated thing. I mean, for those who drive, have you ever noticed that you could be occasionally driving along and then you realize that you're home and you don't exactly remember consciously the entire trip? Where it's like, wait a minute, I'm suddenly home and I don't actually know every moment consciously that it took me to get here. When we go on autopilot, that's the phase when all of a sudden you just get where you're going because it seems your body knows what to do, it knows what to do with the car, and you no longer have that conscious moment-by-moment remembrance of how you got there. So autopilot is very much like what happens with a habit. The aspect of choice suddenly shuts off, and we go with the pattern, we go with the paradigm that we know. And shifting that paradigm can be really difficult, especially when there's a big payoff to maintain it. So since, for the most part, people are pretty okay with their good habits, and they're okay with their good choices. The ones that create anxiety or the ones that create issues in our lives are the ones that we have a conflict with. Maybe you smoke and really wish you could stop, and you've tried several times and you can't quite make it. Maybe you're in a relationship with someone that in your heart you really don't know if it's going anywhere, but you stick it out in the relationship anyway. Maybe it's a job that you really, really hate, but you go there every day and you do what you need to do, and you deal with the tension that it creates in you. Those are all habits, and they're all choices. Case, there are options to change it. Now, does that mean you have to? Not unless you don't want to. See, the most important piece is, even if everybody is telling you, you need to quit smoking, does that mean that deep down you want to? The first step in being able to shift a pattern is that you really want that pattern shifted. I know of a lot of folks who have done things to make other people happy, who have changed their behaviors, who have changed their habits, who have changed their way of being in order to accommodate someone else. And yes, maybe that change was something that was really good for them. And yet, there was that tension that was created because the first step got skipped. The step where, you know what? I choose this for me. I want to achieve this particular thing for me. And while some may say it's like, well, that sounds kind of selfish, if we don't want it for ourselves, wanting it for somebody else, creating change just because someone else told us, yeah, this would be a good thing, or you need to do this if we're going to be in a relationship, that doesn't really create that concrete, solid shift. Because in the back of your mind, there'll always be that piece of, well, no, you know, I only did this for them. And it creates maybe a little bit of resentment. I could be totally wrong. And I know I've been there. I've been in cases where I've made big changes to accommodate someone else, and especially if it's someone who loves me, who tells me, no, you would be much better if you were different in this way. You'd be happier, we'd all be happier, and I know what's best for you. And that is a hard thing to argue, especially if it is a choice that is like, you know what, yeah, I guess I can see it. But unless you own that, it's not going to be as productive. Because when you look at that force of habit, the behavior made involuntary or automatic by repeated practice, removing the practice is not necessarily going to remove the desire if you don't have in your heart the desire to change. we all know people who are in relationships that we look and we go, you know what, I'm scratching my head because I cannot figure out why this person should be with this person. And, you know, maybe even tell them, you know what, you really need to have this person out of your life. And one of a couple of things happen. Either one, the person ignores you and stays with that person and you're viewed as the bad guy, or the person leaves that person and yet goes and finds somebody exactly like them. A behavior made involuntary by automatic or automatic by repeated practice. When somebody decides within themselves, time for me to make a big change in my life. I am not happy with my world the way it is. What can I do to change this particular pattern? Because I don't like the way it goes. And, you know, the old saying that the definition of insanity is doing the exact same thing and expecting a different result. So looking at what are the habits that you would like to shift, not dump, you know, it's like, you know what, I am never eating sugar again. Well, yeah, that's distinctly possible. I wouldn't consider it very fun, but, you know, and it may be that for health reasons you need to. Now, you know, that's a totally different thing, is if you need to shift a habit because of health reasons, yeah, as a doctor, there are things that I definitely encourage people. Like, you know what? Here's some changes that could really enhance your life and enhance your quality of life. I have never, nor will I ever, take away someone's ability to choose. I will give them every possible option, all the possible information, but ultimately it's up to them. And, you know, we all know folks and occasionally have been folks who make choices that are not good for them, who have habits that are not good for them. My favorite phrase is moderation in all things. And that goes with balance in all things. If you can be able to set a choice that will allow you to create balance in your life and allow your habits to be those that support you, that move you forward, well, those are some pretty good changes to make. Make the choice yourself. Decide, this is what I want for me. And maybe you don't know how to make that choice. Or maybe if there's a substance that you are addicted to, if it's a particular behavior pattern that you cannot shift on your own, then get help. Find someone who you can tap into and say, hey, I would really love to do this, but I don't know how. Habits are really, you know, sort of a reflection of how we respond to stress. It's how we respond to different things coming into our lives. If the habit is, oh my gosh, I'm stressed out, I can't deal with it, I need to reach for a cigarette because the chemicals in that react in me and allow me to calm down. Some people would do the exact same thing reaching for alcohol. Some people have the exact same reaction reaching for something sweet or something, you know, salty and carbohydrate or whatever. The habit kicks in when there's a need for it to respond to a situation. Usually something will trigger the need to initiate that habit, whether it's a physical dependence on it, or, as I said, it's just your response to be able to manage stress. So when you look at those things that you want to into moderation in your life, let's say there's an aspect of your life that a habit is kind of taking over. Some people like to collect things. which is very cool. Or they like to go to garage sales. Oh, my gosh, I know a lot of people who really love garage sales. And the idea of being able to get a bargain and, ooh, that's pretty. The problem is they don't release things from their house. So it adds up and it adds up and it adds up, and suddenly they're up to their eyeballs and stuff in their house, and they don't know how to find balance. There's no moderation in it. You know, it becomes a river that's blocked, so it can't flow. If things are going to come in, have things go out. When we look at changing habits, and especially habits in relationships, and we look at, does this situation make me feel good? Person, you know, I speak to a lot of people, and they look for advice on, you know, how to manage a relationship based on what they want from it. And often they take out of the equation the part where the other person gets to choose, and you can't control somebody else's choices. So the habit is, I'm going to keep finding someone like that until I find someone who's going to connect with me in the way that I want them to. Well, that is a way of being. And holding it, you know, right there, saying, okay, let's stop the train for a second. Where am I really going with this? What am I really looking for? Is it this person, this place, this thing, this substance that I'm attached to, or is it the story that I've attached to it? There's somebody who, you know, you really want in your life, yet they're not in your life because of whatever it is that they want to choose. Is it that person that you're attached to, or the story that you have in your mind that you've attached to them? Habits are habits. Habits are choices. And whether or not anybody else agrees with your habit or with your choice, the important thing is that when it is something that you do, is it what you consciously choose? It's not about being on autopilot. There are many times that we just move through life and just kind of respond. In order to find that really strong, solid place of balance, that strong, solid place of empowerment, we need to take a look at taking it out of involuntary and automatic and making it something that you consciously choose. I mean, otherwise it's sort of like, you know, when you're going to dinner with a friend and someone says, well, where do you want to go? Well, I don't know. Where do you want to go? Well, I don't know. And so it's that game of, I don't know, where do you want to go, back and forth until a choice is made, and it may not even be a choice you want. It's like, well, okay. It's not about surrendering your power. Ultimately, whether a habit is good or a habit is bad, if you're doing it automatically, if you're not even thinking about it, then that is less empowering than to consciously choose to act in a particular way. Even if I disagree with you, I will defend your right to your choice. And if you decide that you want to change, if you decide that you've had enough of a particular choice, yeah, then I will also defend your right to change that and say, you know what, I want to choose something else. When we look at what our patterns are, whether it's a lifestyle choice, whether it's something involuntary that, you know, we really don't think about, maybe we confuse it with personality trait. But bottom line, it's a habit. It's a behavior. We should always think, I think, about what we choose to put out into the world. And often people will say, it's like, well, I don't want to put out angry thoughts. It's like, yeah, but sometimes you're going to be angry. That's the human condition. If you're going to be angry in that moment. But be angry because it's your choice, that the whole time you have conscious choice with it. Well, I just got angry and I reacted. That's not choice. Go into a place of, you know what, angry, and I am going to go into my room and I'm going to stomp in a circle and I'm going to speak about how unjust everything is, and then I'm going to feel something else. Our choices are just that, what we choose. Whether they're good choices or bad choices is up to a subjective definition. Somebody else could say something is a great choice when you know it's wrong for you. So don't go along with it. When we're able to be in our own power, when we're able to be autonomous, when you acknowledge that your choice is just that, your choice in that moment, and you get to choose anything you want, but understand, especially if the consequences affect other people, that you may hear about it. I mean, you're free to do what you please, but that doesn't mean that there are no consequences. Habits have consequences, both good and bad. So since these are going to be consequences in your life, make a point of making it something that you choose. Make it a point of going, you know what, I'm going to do this anyway. I've thought about the consequences. I've considered what I need to do. I've considered what makes me happy. And I understand I may hear about it. But I'm going to choose this anyway. Force of habit. Behavior made involuntary or automatic by repeated practice. You could always practice something else. You can change the pattern. It is not more powerful than you are. There is no habit, no compulsion. There is nothing that is more powerful than your spirit and than your ability to choose. It only has as much power over you as you let it have. People in our lives only have as much power over us as we choose for them to have. You know, they may be able to choose certain things for us, especially if we're sort of in a more dependent type of situation, or if you're a minor. You know, yes, there are certain things that your parents or your guardians are going to choose for you. You can choose how you react to it. You can choose how you hold that, and you can say, you know what, point when I can make choices on my own, I'm not going to choose that. So accept that your habits are neither good nor bad. They're merely a choice. So choose wisely. And if you're not sure if you can choose wisely, ask somebody to help you with the choice. But do it because you want to, because it's right for you. So I thank you for joining me again, and we will be back next Thursday. And I wish you blessings and balance and wonderful choices. If you'd like to know more about me, you can go to my website at www.the-healing-house.com. And you can also shoot me out an email at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. I will be checking into the chat room after the show, so if you're there, then I will be logging in, and otherwise, I will be back next week. So take care, everyone. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your week. Enjoy whatever beautiful weather you have, and enjoy life, because it truly is a blessing. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.